Today's shiur is Masechta Chul on Daf Nun Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. On Daf Nun Zayin, I'm an Aleph, the second line. The Mishnah taught us Nishtabrura or Gleho. If the legs of a bird had broken, the bird is still considered kosher. Says Marahut Sana Den Kuri. There was a situation where they had a whole basket full of birds that their legs were broken at the bottom. The legs were broken at the bottom of the leg, or middle leg. Dasil kamei de Rava. That question came to Rava. Batke Rava b'tzumus agidim. Our Gemara introduces that now in every bird there are 16 gidim that come together, 16 sinews that come together, and if any one of them are torn, the halacha is that that bird is a treifa. So here, where we have a situation where the bird's legs were broken, so Gemara is teaching us when you have a situation that the legs are broken, you have to be concerned that the tzumas hagidin were ripped, meaning that a few points make the achroinim. The place, he says, that why do you have to check the tzumas hagidin? Because we have a broken leg. And because we have a broken leg, we need to be concerned, what does this represent? That's one point that the Paiskim make. The other point that they make, and if it's not broken, then we don't have to look for it, unless we have reason to be concerned. Furthermore, we learn from here that checking the Tzumas Hagidin is adequate. Even though we have a broken leg, we need not be positive that represents a torn tzumas hagidin. And we could still do further investigation. And if we'll see that the tzumas hagidin are not torn, then the bird will be a kosher bird. Am Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Shmutas Yad, if the foreleg of the leg is taken out from where it's dislocated, then the halacha is kshera. However, Shmutas Yerek, when we have the thigh dislocated, so says the Gemara, when we're speaking about an animal, that would make the animal treifa. Shmutas Yerek ba'oif, if the thigh is dislocated by a bird, it's treifa. Shmutas Gaf, if the wing of the bird is dislocated, again, it's treifa. Because we need to be concerned when the wing is dislocated, Shema Nikva Areya, maybe that went into the lung and caused a puncture in the lung. Shmuel says it doesn't mean that we automatically have to declare it as not kosher. Rather, we have to debodek, check the lung, and see if there's any puncture in the lung. V'chenam Rabbi Yochanan, just because it's broken doesn't mean that it's treif. We have to check if it punctured the lung. And what we're learning from here is that this is a concern only by a bird, but by an animal, we don't have this concern. The Gemara said that if the thigh was dislocated by the bird, it's a treifa, but that's only in a case where the thigh is connected with gidin, and those gidin deteriorated. So if those gidin deteriorated, that's when it's a treifa. But it seems that the Rishonim are of the opinion, if those gidin did not deteriorate, then the halacha is we would not have to necessarily make it treif. The Paiskim also discussed, our Gemara said that when you have the broken wing, we have to check the raya. How do we make that? How do we do that evaluation? So some say that they put a straw into the windpipe of this bird, and we'll see what happens. If there's hole coming out, it will see that there's hole coming out. It's a treif. If not, that's kosher. That's why Rashi says we should do it. He says the Mordechai says that we should not separate the lung out of the animal when we're doing this inspection, but rather we should put something on top. We've had this before. We should have put something on top of the lung and see if there's air coming. We see if there's any air coming out of the lung. If there's air coming out of the lung, it's an indication that this bird has a torn lung, and therefore, since it has a torn lung, we're going to have to identify it as treif. Says the Gemara Chizki Amar. Chizki says a statement which the Gemara is going to soon explain. Ein reya l'oif, that a bird does not have a reya. Rav Yoichan Amar yesh. Law, it has one. V'yeshna kel alush shalvered. It looks like a rose petal. Beina gafayim, the place where it's found, says the Gemara, is between the wings of the bird. So ask the Gemara, my ein reya l'oif. How do we understand the statement when we say that there is no reya to a knife? Ima. If we'll suggest, as the Gemara, the Lesley Klal, it just doesn't have a Reya, ask the Gemara, how can we say that? We clearly see that it does have, says Gemara, El Delay Mitrepe. We learned so extensively in our Masechta that if a Reya of an animal, if the lung of an animal is punctured, that makes the animal kosher, non-kosher treif. By a bird, if the reya has a hole, it will not make the bird treif. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For Tani Levi, treif is shemanach chachamim bebehema, the various treifas that were identified by a behema, that's the same connecting b'oif. They're also going to be a treif by a bird. So how can we say, how could you suggest, ask the Gemara, that if the lung is punctured in a bird, it's not going to be treif. Yes, Aleim, oif. And furthermore, says Levi in this brisa, that a bird has even more cases. Nishba etzem, if the skull is broken, api shleinik of krum shalmayach, even though the membrane around the brain is not punctured, it's a treifa, even though it's not going to be a treifa by an animal if it's just a broken skull. Ella, says the Gemara, what does it mean? Loi lenofel. The halacha is that if a bird falls off, a bird falls down from a height, so we learned that we have to examine the status of this bird because it might have suffered from concussion, etc. And says the Gemara, but when we're checking this bird that fell, we don't have to check its reya. V'loi lichamer, that if the bird, as we discussed in our previous year, fell into fire, we don't have to check the lung if they got discolored. Even though, as we learned, we do have to check all the other internal organs, we won't have to check the reya. My tama. And what is the reason? The way a bird is constructed, there are the ribs protecting the reya. And since the ribs protect the reya, even though the bird might have been hurt, it won't affect, even though the bird might have been hurt, it won't make a difference to the reya. The reya is still going to be protected. Muhammad Omar says the Gemara, how could you say that what Chizki meant to say was that the bird certainly has a reya, it just doesn't have the various halachas? For Mida Amar Rabbi Yochanan, let's look at the words of the machloikas of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizki. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yeshloi. And Rabbi Yochanan described the lung of a bird, and he said it has a lung. V'yesh the kol shalvered, and then he described it. It looks like a rose petal, bein gafayim between the wings. So doesn't that indicate that when Chizkiya, who's disagreeing with Rava, what does Chizkiya mean to say? Mechlal the Chizkiya saw the Leslie. When Chizkiya said ein lo rei, doesn't have a reya. Ela amar Rav Shmeid Rav Yosef Chanina, but Dvar Shem Rebbe, the fact that from what the Chizkiya, and the reason he was called Berebi, because he was a Gadol HaDor, Nicker, it was obvious she'ena baki b'tana goylem. He didn't eat chicken, and therefore he wasn't knowledgeable in how a chicken looks. But truly, it does have a reya. So the mefarshim, so according to this, the Gemara is suggesting the Chizkiya just made a very serious error. A Chizkiya thought that birds don't have a reya, but he was wrong. And of course, the Drisha and other mefarshim have a very hard time accepting this explanation of the Gemara. How could Chizkiya have made a public statement, the ain reya loif, that a bird doesn't have a reya, without first examining this bird? So the way the Drisha explains the Gemara, that Chizkiya heard his Rebbe say ain reya loif, and as the Gemara had just said a moment ago, what Chizkiya's Rebbe is meant to say is that what makes a reya treif by an animal is not going to be the case by a bird, because as we just finished saying, because it has the ribs that protect it. That Chizkiya, however, misunderstood what was being said. And Chizkiya assumed that what was being said is that ain't rei loif, that it doesn't have a rei at all. The reason Chizkiya made this mistake, the Drisha explains, is because Chizkiya had a hard time accepting that if a bird indeed has a reya, why would the halacha be that by a bird, we say the ribs protect it, and that's why the various situations that we've been discussing in Masechta will not apply by a bird than by an animal. If they apply by an animal, they ought to apply by a bird. That led Chizkiya to believe that ain't reya loif. The Chasam Sofer says that, of course, Chizkiya recognized that a bird has a reya. That, however, he recognized, as Rabbi Yochanan has been describing, that we have this organ that looks like a rose petal, and it's certainly there. But he was under the assumption, as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, that what is the distinguishing mark of a reya of a lung? It has the unus, the lobes. By a bird, it doesn't have that. And because the reya, which is there in the bird, doesn't have all of those lobes like we have by animals, that's what Chizkiya meant to say. Of course it has a reya, but it doesn't have the various characteristics of the reya of an animal. Other achronim say, this is of course relevant la'alocha l'maisa, what he meant to say was that, as we've been learning in our sector so extensively, that after we shecht an animal, what we're required to do is check the reya. By a bird, there is no requirement to check the reya. He says, because if there was a requirement to check the reya by a bird, so then the bird would have the same, halacha as an animal, and we would always have to check the reya. The point that he was trying to teach us is that we don't have to check the reya of a oif like we check the reya of a behema. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Shmutas Yerach ba'oif k'shera. If there's a dislocated thigh by a bird, it's kosher. Amalei Rabba ba'bachuna, Rabba ba'Rav Huna l'Rav Huna. Rabba Rav Huna said to his father, Rav Huna, V'rabbanan da'asam b'disa amru, Rav Yehuda m'shmei the Rav Amar, Shmutas Yerach ba'oif k'shera, that a dislocated thigh is treif. Amalei, to which Rav Huna said, Bri, my son, Nahar, Naharo, Pashte. There are different types of river. Some rivers, the current is fast. Some river, the current is slow. What he meant to say to him was that there are different minhagim. And some places, the minig was that the Shemutah Sayarif by a bird is treif. And some places, it was kosher. And every paddy is entitled to their minig. Azul, says the Gemara, Azul Rav Abba Ashkech Rav Yimri Ba'Abba the Kabadik B'Tzumas Agidim. He was checking, as we discussed before, at the bottom of the leg, where the various Gidim come together, if there were any ripped. So Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, why are you going through such an extensive inspection? For Hunam Raf, Shmuta Suyer Baif Kshera. If the thigh is dislocated, then the halacha is that the bird is kosher. Certainly, if the bird's leg is standing and all you have a problem with Tzumus Agidin, certainly that should be kosher. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yirmiyah said to him, Rabbi Abba, Anamas Nisidana. I know what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Behemish nechtecha raglam and akuva lamata." If the leg was cut below the ankle, it's kosher. And akuva lamala is psula. Furthermore, shenitl tzumus agidin, that if the tzumus agidin is torn, even though the bone is whole, it's treif. And on that says the Gemara of Amar Rav Allah, and Rav taught us when he taught this halacha that the same adin is baba oif, that not just by an animal is tzumus agidin a concern, but even by a bird is it a concern. And actually, it's perhaps more of a concern by birds than by animals. And the reason it's more of a concern by birds than by animals you rarely find that the tzumus agidin are torn. By birds, it's quite passable. But ask the Gemara, but if this is the case, kasha the Rav of the Rav, we're going to have a stira in Rav, because Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that if the thigh is dislocated, the bird is kosher. And on the other hand, we're learning now that Rav is telling us that tzumus agidin is a problem by birds. Says the Mar Ishtik, Rav Yirmiyah remained silent. Amalei Dilma, he says, we could learn from our Shonile that the halacha differentiates between shmuta. When something is dislocated, it won't be treif. L'chatucha, to a case where it's torn. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav Abba, v'at nefarash d'shmatza d'Rav, are you explaining, is it your explanation? Is this your chiddush in explaining Rav this way? Rather, beferish omer Rav shmuta k'shera, chetucha psula. Rav said it explicitly that dislocated is kosher and torn is posel. Valta tama, don't have a question, the why would a torn ligament be more of a concern than a dislocated thigh? Because as we've learned throughout this Masechta, Shchoitch Mekanu Mesa, certain times when something is torn in an animal, it's going to be a treifa, and Shchoitch Mekan V'chaisa, and it won't be a treifa. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that every situation is unique, and we can't pass in the Shaila from one to the other. Says the Markisolik Rav Abba, when Rav Abba came from Bavotat to Sral, Ashkechel Rav Zeira, he found Rav Zeira. In other words, Rav Abba and Rav Zeira were both people who had come from Bavel Tetz Yisrael. But Rav Zeira came first, and then Rav Abba came. V'yosef Kama, and Rav Zeira was teaching, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif Treifa, if the thigh is dislocated by a bird, it's Treifa. Omelei Chai Demar, to which Rav Abba said to Zeira, I could swear, Yom the Salak Ma'alahacha, from when you came here, Havala Piskan Peka made Rav Huna. We had many times this type of a shayla in front of Rav Huna. We had a shayla of a shmuta sayerech, of a dislocated thigh, v'she'ilnu, and we asked him, what is the halacha of Amla shmuta sayerech ba'oif k'shera? And he clearly told us that a dislocated thigh is kosher. Says the Gemara, and Rav Abba continues, I found Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba inspecting the tzumas agidin of a bird. Isn't the halacha that a dislocated thigh is kosher, and therefore certainly tzumas agidin should not be a problem? Amalei, to which Rabbi Yirmiyah told me, I know what we're going to learn in the Mishnah, Mitzvah Shem and Daf Ayin Vav, where the Mishnah says, "Behemish nechtekur raglav menakuva lamatik sheira, menakuva lamal psula." V'chein shenit tzumus agidin. So we learned explicitly that it's a treifa. V'amar Rav Allah v'chein ba'oif, that this halacha does only apply by animals, apply by birds as well. V'yamalei, and again, we have the same question. We have this contradiction in Rav. Here he says Shmuta Sayerech is kosher, and he is saying that Tzumus Agidin is treif, ishti. So Rav Yirmi remains silent. For actually, and I then asked Rav Yirmi, he reports, that these are different types of treifas, and dislocated won't be treif, and torn will be treif. To which he said, do you think that you're just saying it's your explanation in Rav? It's not your chiddush, but rather it's Rav said the Farish, Shmutuk Sher Chatucha Basula, Vat Ma Biyodach. Now he said that, so this turns out not to be a chiddush. So now he wanted to know, do you have anything else to report that we might not know? Amar, says the Gemara, so Rav Zeira said, Hachi Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Shmutus Yerach Ba'ev Treifa, that a dislocated thigh is treif by bird as well. V'chein Amar Rav Yaakov Ba'idi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shmutus Yerach Ba'ev Treifa. V'amar Rav Yaakov Ba'idi, Amalai Hav Rav Yochanan Ba'asur Darbei Chavros La'Tera, if Rav Yochanan would have been in a place where people said that a Shmutus Yerach, a dislocated thigh, is kasha, he wouldn't be able to say anything, because those people who passed in that way were great Talmid Chachamim, and he would not have had the ability to disagree with him. And says the Gemara, Rav Chanina owned a bird that its thigh that is located, and it was, he said, it's mutter. And Rav Chanina salted it to preserve it. And he used to take out this bird with the dislocated thigh to show the Talmidim, zehetali Rebbe, to show that this is what Rebbe told me explicitly is fine. However, says the Marvelous Hilchos of Kochal Nishmatzom, the halach is not like these various opinions that said that a dislocated thigh is kosher. El kiha the shol Rav Yosi ben Aroy as Rav Yishu ben Levi. Kederes kana, if there's a piece of skin missing from the kana, the kama, how much does it have to be missing that the behema that has a kana that's missing a piece of it should be treif? Amalai, Mishnah Shnei Mishanina, he said there's an explicit Mishnah, we learned on the Afnon Dalet, Ad Kisa Atalki, the size of a coin of an Isa Atalki. Amalai, to which Rabbi Yossi asked, to Rabbi Shuban Levi, V'lei Rachel Achas Hois B'shchun Aseinu, there was a sheep in our neighborhood, Shenigda B'Kanashala, that it had this hole, V'aslai Krumim Shalkana, and they closed it up, V'chais and it lived. So we see that just because it has the hole doesn't mean it's not going to live. Amalai v'adat samach, to which he said, that's the reason you're going to say it's allowed to be eaten. V'alai halacha revechas b'Yisrael. He said, we have another halacha. The shmutas yerech ba'ayv treifa, that a dislocated thigh by a bird makes the bird treif. Yet, Tanagos hasel Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta had a bird, shenishbeta Yerach Shalah, its thigh got dislocated, Vasla Shvira Shalkana, and they made some sort of a piece to support it, V'chaisa, and it continued to live. So we see that even though it could get better, doesn't make a difference. El Ma'is L'Chameima, what must you say? That why does it mean it got better? It got better within 12 months, but then it didn't survive the whole 12 months. Hachinami, when you had this animal with the hole in the kana, it survived, but it didn't survive that long. It only survived, up to 12 months, but it didn't survive past 12 months. Says the Gemara, Amar Alav, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. Since the Gemara spoke about Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, the Gemara continues to mention Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, He would test everything. He was the kind of person that would test anything. He said, and he did the following examination to show that Rabbi Yehuda was wrong. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah in our previous year, that if the down around a bird is missing, psula, it becomes treif. And the Gemara says that this is what Rav Shimon ben Chalafta did. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta had this bird, that its down was removed, and he put it into an oven. And the reason he put it into the oven was that when the bird is missing the down, what happens is when it's missing the down, it's very cold. And that's what causes it to not perhaps be able to test it. So what he did was he put it into the oven to protect it from getting too cold. And he put around it the apron that those that work with copper were used to work, that was made out of leather, and it's very hot and retains the heat because of its thickness, and also has pieces of copper on it that keep the heat there. Gidla knafayim achroinim, and now it grew new down, Yosem Rishimin. So we see that Rav Shimon ben Chalafta showed that something that became treif, something that missing down is not a treif. Because if it was treif, how could it regenerate the down and survive that long? Says the Rav Dilma Kassavar of Yehuda Tveichim Shabachas, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that even if a treifa gets better, it's still going to be a treifa. Says the one in Cain, b'midah drifapai, is that true? Hegdil kafayim achronim yosem rishonim, that all he could say is by different parts of the animal. But can we say that an animal that got hurt in that organ will get better? That's difficult to say. So Gemara says he was an askin bedvarim. So the Gemara has been talking here about an animal that's a treifa. Can it survive more than 12 months or not? And the Gemara tried to say that it can't. Rashi explains that where is this relevant? It goes back to something we've been speaking about in our shurim. Rashi says that certainly whatever Chazal established as a treifa is a treifa no matter what. And even if it survives, it's still going to be a treifa. The question here is, if we have a suffix treifa, and we see that this animal, this bird, which is a suffix treifa, can that be taken as an indication that it's not a treifa? It says the Ramah, that even though the halacha is that when you have a suffix treifa, where bird is an animal, a suffix treifa, and it survives more than 12 months, and it's indication that it's not a treifa. The halacha is, l'chatchila, one, says the Ramah, should immediately get rid of a suffix treifa, and not hold on to it in his possession for 12 months. One should not rely on this test, because you may come to eat the animal or bird before the 12 months are up. The basis for this halacha is what we learned on Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara said Shmuel disposed of birds that were rendered a suffix treifa because there was a netz, which we've learned is an attacking bird, entered their cage, and there was a possibility that they became a drusa. So the Gemara asks, why didn't Shmuel try to determine its status by holding them for 12 months to see if they survive? And the Gemara says that Shmuel was concerned about a takala. He was concerned that people may eat the birds before the 12 months. The Rashba, however, says that under normal circumstance, you may hold on to a seifik treifa for 12 months to test if it could survive. He says the Gemara that we learned by Shmuel was talking about there was a whole group of seifik treifas. One bird, one animal, is easy to hold on to, separate, and test. When you have a whole group of birds, group of animals, there we have to be more concerned for takala. But then, there's another discussion in the Achroinim, in the Paiskim. Here we're saying, and we're going to learn, that 12 months is the indication if it's a treifa or not. So what's the halacha in a leap year? Is it 12 months or is it 13 months the whole year? The Pri Chodesh says that even in a leap year, 12 months is enough. The Torah Chatas says in a leap year, you have to wait 13 months. So the place he explains, in the time of Chazal, 12 months is considered the maximum amount of time a treifa can survive. And therefore, if to survive 12 months, the halacha is that it's going to survive. Because the leap year in the time of Chazal wasn't fixed. So the year was 12 months, and sometimes Chazal saw a need to add a year and a month. However, when we have fixed calendars, and when we know that this year is going to be a leap year, the halacha is that we should wait always for 13 months. The Mincha Chadasha has a different approach to this question, and he says the way to look at this question, he actually suggests is based on the solar year. And 13 months is the solar year. 365 days is the solar year, and that's what's meant when we say wait a year. Ask the Marmai, ask him b'dvarim. The Gemara called of Shimon Chalefta and ask him b'dvarim. The Gemara wants to know, what does that mean? Amr Masharsha, the Pasuk says, Lech an Namala Atzel, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, go look, Lech Ashman Atzel, go look at your an ant. Rei Durachecha, watch how it behaves, v'chakein, and you will be smarter. Asha'en l'katzat soitu l'moshel, it doesn't have any ruler. Talking b'chayetz lachma, it prepares all the food it needs in the summer. So Shlomo HaMelech tells us that just like we should learn from the ants that don't have a formal government, everybody still does, A, prepares all the food that they need, and B's, and number two, they don't steal. Every one of them takes their own. Amar Ezel Echsi. So Rav Shimon Chalat to say, let me go personally examine and Vadehu Deles Lamalka, if that is indeed true, that it doesn't have a ruler. Ozma Tukufas Thomas, it went in the summer. Baharsi Laglima Akin the Shimshani. And he put his garment by the opening of the ant hole. And the ants love shade and hate heat. Nasa Khad Minayu. So one of the ants came out and saw that it was shady. Istabar Simona, and Rav Shimon Chalefta made a simon to recognize this particular ant. Al Amalu Nafaltula. So this ant went back into the hole and said that it's winter and we could go out from the ant hole. Nafukavasu, they all went out. At that point, Dalia Laglima, Rav Shimon Chalefta picked up his garment, Nafal Shimshon, as we just said, it was the summer, and the sun came out. Nafal Evakatle, and all the other ants killed that ant. Amma, so he said, Shmavinales Lamalka. This is a proof that indeed there is no king amongst the ants. The Isla, if they had, they wouldn't have just killed this one ant, but Hamra the Lamalka Lolabo, they would have had to first get permission from the king of the ants. So the Mefarshim point out, many Rishonim already, Tosfos, says that the Gemara Masechet Bava Basra says there was a Talmud that did not accept a drasha Rabbi Yochanan spoke about. Rabbi Yochanan spoke about the incredible stones that will be in Yerushalayim when Mashiach comes, Meher Yemenu, until he saw Malachim preparing these stones, and to which Rabbi Yochanan said to Mreka, you empty person, if you would not have seen this, you wouldn't believe. That means you're treating what Chazal teaches disrespectfully, as if they need to be independently checked. V'nosim by Rabbi Yochanan Einav, v'nosim by Galshel Tzomis. So ask Tosfos, the very maskil Ezel, if we see that whatever Chazal saying, certainly what a pasuk says, that Allah you have to trust. So why would Rav Shimon Mechalefta feel the need to check what it says in the pasuk? So he says that. So one teretz that's given is that Ibn Mashah works with this, that even though he believed completely in what Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, a person has the obligation, explains the Mashah, to try to do his own investigation. And the Chayvus Alvavus, he quotes, says that even things that we know by Munish Shlema, if we could get our own proof to it, that's what we should try to do. Another pshat that they suggest is that this is different. Because let's read the words of the pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech himself tells us, Lech El Namala, that we should follow what the Namala does. So yes, under normal circumstances, that we should, what it says in the pasuk, we have to accept without asking any questions. Here, the pasuk itself tells us to check. If the pasuk itself is telling us to check, so going to check is not considered disrespectful. You're doing what you're supposed to do. This is a very interesting discussion. What is supposed to be our attitude towards what the Torah teaches us, what Chazal teaches us, what Nach teaches us? So there's a Ramah in Hilchot Tztaka. He says, Tztaka Masheris, and he says, V'asol Nasas LaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving tzedakah makes us wealthy. However, we're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiyim B'dava Azeh. Because the pasuk says, B'chanoni Na B'zois. And many explain that the explanation of this Ramah is very simple, similar to what we just explained. That even though the halacha is that we're not supposed to test or question, we're supposed to accept what we're told, here the Torah explicitly tells us to check. If the Torah, the pasuk says, "Ubechanoni na bezois," the Torah tells us that we should go check, then what we're doing is what the Torah wants to do, us to do, and that's not considered malag le'gadivri chachamim. Amalei, so Rav Shimon Mechalefta seemingly was able to prove what we can see that what the pasuk says is correct. Amalei Rav Acha Berei the Rav Rashi, v'divam malka avadayu. His point was that how could they have killed this ant without permission from the king? So he says maybe the king ant was one of those ants that came along, and therefore he did give them permission to kill this ant. Inami, maybe Herman and the Malka Avanakti. You're taking it for granted that he didn't get permission. Maybe he did get permission. Inami, another way of explaining that episode, that what happened there was Bebalka Malkahava. It was between kings. And as the pasuk says, that after Yeshua was Nifter, before Asnil ben Knas became the Shoifet, so says the pasuk, Kedekziv, Beyom Mehem Emelch Beisrael, there was anarchy in Klal Yisrael, and Ish HaYosha Bein of Yasa. So we see from here, when the country is left without a ruler, everybody does what he wants. Ella, Smaicham Nasa Deshlema, what he said was, we have no other way to decide this question other than saying that this is what Shlomo Melech said in Mishlei, and this is what it is. Says the Gemara, as we learned a moment ago, Amar Rav Huna, Simen L'Treifa, what is a simen of something? Is a treifa, Shnei Masa Chodesh, if it survived 12 months. But as we said a moment ago, 12 months, we do this test only on a suffix treifa. But if it's not a suff, if it's a vade treifa, it doesn't make a difference. What is the point of 12 months? So I saw that the Reb Tzadik explains that 12 months is a year. In a year, they're all the different types of seasons. What makes a person strong is that the person was able to survive all the different types of seasons. And if it was able to survive 12 months, that means it survived the various seasons. That means it's healthy enough and strong enough to be considered not a treifa. Davni Nezer says that the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hei Yom Aleph, Kol HaMa'ir D'mas Al Adam Kasher, if somebody sheds tears on Adam Kasher, that those tears are precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, what is the definition of an Adam Kasher? What makes a person kasher? So he says, if an Al Gemara were learning that a treifa is determined by the bird surviving 12 months, and we just saw that what is the uniqueness of the 12 months, that it was able to survive all the various seasons and situations that come up, so too, who is an Adam Kasher? The definition of an Adam Kasher is a person that has all different types of experiences, good times, difficult times, healthy, not healthy, etc. And he's able to do what has to be done in all those different times in his life. That is an Adam Kasher. Meisvei asked the Gemara, doesn't the Braisa say, similar, treifa kosher and yoledes, that if it didn't have children, it's still a suffix. But if it was able to have children, it's a raya that it's not a treifa, because a treifa cannot have children. If we see that the animal gets stronger, but if it constantly is getting weaker, Rabbi, I'm a similar treifa, 30 days. So they said to Rabbi, we have many animals that are treifas and survive 2-3 years. So now the question is, what is a treifa? So says the Gemara, Tanaihi. It's actually Machlek Tanaim regarding the halacha of Tumas Mace. We know that the skull of a mace is metame ba'oil only if it's whole. And the machlokes in the Mishnah Masechta Olos, how much does the skull have to be missing that it should not be considered whole, and therefore it's not metame ba'oil anymore, it's only metame b'mag b'masam. Beshami's opinion is that it has to have a hole the size of a drill. The Beis Hillel say the amount of a hole in a skull is that it's missing that much of the skull that a normal human being, if it was missing that much of its skull, cannot survive, which is the size of a seller coin. The machlokes that we're having there regarding Hilchos Tumas Oil, we've had this concept previously, is going to be the same question regarding Hilchos Treifas. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are going to say, Beis Shammai is going to say an animal with this small hole is a treifa, and Beis Hillel is going to say that it's hit that size of hole. So says the Gemara, the Tanya, as we just said, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechet Olos, Gegolos yesh by nekev echad arav. If a skull has one long crack, a feeling the kavim harbe, what has many small holes, mitzdarav l'magdei magdech, they combine to the size of that hole of a drill. And says the Gemara, Amar Yosef Meshulam, Maisa ba'ambo ba'echad shepachsa gegolosai, there was somebody who had a hole in a skull, vasakloi hidik shakruya, they took a dried cucumber and they closed up the hole, v'chaya. So we see from here that this is sheer, the halacha is that even though it could survive, it could continue, even though it's a treifa, it could survive. So we see survival doesn't equal treifa. This story happened in the summer. Survival needs 12 months. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Treifa yoledes mishabeches. The halacha is that a treifa can have children. A treifa can get better, but that doesn't prevent that animal or bird from being categorized as a treifa.